It is a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It's time now for the FHN Dial-A-Doc report here today. And joining us here now this morning from FHN, from the FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills, Stephanie Perkins. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you. I know that you're involved with the sports physicals program at FHN. Tell us the difference between a sports physical and a school physical.
Sure. So when it comes to sports physicals, they are basically clearance to play your sport, and the IHSA requires students to have a sports physical to participate in sports. When it comes to school physicals, they're a little more involved. They're done at the kindergarten, sixth grade, and ninth grade levels, and they're needed for students to attend their school. There's blood work done, immunizations, and then those forms are taken back to school and used for students to attend.
All right, okay. Now, are sports physicals, are they necessary every year?
Yes.
And so how long are they good for?
They're good for 1 year from the date they are given.
All right, so they're good for any sport that you participate in for the 1 year after you've done the physical.
Correct. So once you attend the physical and the form is signed, from that date, you have 1 year that you're eligible.
All right. Now, if a student is due for a school physical, can that count as a sports physical?
Absolutely. All school physicals will count for sports physicals.
All right. Now, here's another tough one. Are the sports physicals, are they necessary for every sport and both boys and girls?
Yes, both boys and girls are required to have sports physicals, and they are necessary for all sports. Any sport that is done through school, the IHSA requires that they have that sports physical, and there's actually a pre-participation examination form from the IHSA that is required to be filled out and signed by a provider. There are some individual leagues around the area that go based on their own rules. So if you are involved in any of those sports leagues, speak to the leaders there and they can let you know what type of physical is needed.
All right, those are technically not associated with the school systems themselves. But all right, Stephanie Perkins is from FHN, Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills, talking about the FHN sports physical programs, which is unique. We'll talk about this in a second. Unique in the area for donating back all proceeds to the to the area schools. Now, I know that you have a number of clinics set up for these physicals. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yes, so within the Northern Illinois region, we have from May 30th all the way through August 7th sports physical clinics set up within the different clinics such as Pecatonica, Forreston, Warren, Stockton, Orangeville, Freeport. And if you go on our website, there is a schedule that is posted that you can check out when your date is closest to home. And within those clinics, we require $20, and you have to have a parent come with you to sign off on the waiver form and the participation examination form. Questions are asked to complete the history form. Students have their vitals taken, their vision tested, height and weight, blood pressure, and pulse taken. Then the provider comes in to examine and decides if they have clearance to play sports.
All right. Now, other than a parent and $20, what else does a student have to bring with them to attend these physicals?
Just themselves.
All right. FHN does something unique with these physicals to help local schools. Tell us about this part, Steph.
Yes. So based on where the physicals are done, that money is donated back to the school district. Like, for example, last year at Burchard Hills, we did two sports physicals clinics. We saw 239 students between the two nights, and we raised $4,780, which was then donated back to Freeport School District. Then FHN as a whole, throughout Northern Illinois, our sports physical clinics raised $15,000 for our area schools, and we saw 783 student athletes.
Wow, that's big. You're talking $15,000 directly back dollar for dollar. back to the school systems. That is huge. Congratulations on that. And so FHN, we're talking to Stephanie Perkins. She's from FHN Family Healthcare Center at Burchard Hills. We've been talking today about the FHN Sports Physical Programs, which donates a dollar for dollar back to the school systems. Now, how can Steph, how can people find out more about these sports physicals?
Sure. There's several ways. You can always log on to FHN.org. There's a link that you can click on that discusses sports physicals and gives the schedule for this summer. You can also visit your local FHN office. We are also now on Facebook, and there have been events created that you can click you're interested in or going to the different area clinics.
All right, I see on Thursday now you have one coming up at Lanark at Eastland for Eastland School at Lanark. That's coming up on Thursday from 2 to 5. And then next week, Tuesday, over at Warren, right, from 3 to 6?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So those are, and then the Wednesday next week, that's over at West Carroll from 2 until 5.
Correct.
All right.
And
so
there's no appointment needed. You can walk in. We also have listed the number for the clinic that you can call to get more information as well.
All right. Steph, great information. Great thing you guys are doing there at FHN. And last year, over $15,000 of real money donated back to the school systems because of the sports physical program. Steph, always great to talk to you. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Scott.
All right, Stephanie Perkins here today from the FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills, here this morning on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program preceding, brought to you by, sponsored by FHN.